Actually, what are you doing?
Getting ready for homecoming. You know I always wanted to be a cheerleader, just thought I was too big. I'm not petite.
No, not homecoming. I said the Patriots are coming home.
I got really into the spirit.
Not like a homecoming dance.
I didn't know. So then, what's going to be on the show?
Coming up on Totally Patriots, Joe Cardona joins the ranks of Pat's chat. Find out what gets him saying.
I thought this was the dare portion. I didn't know we were there yet.
Plus, speed or velocity.
While speed tells you how fast you're going, velocity is determined by which direction you're traveling.
Professor Fritz shows us how to find both and how they do that. And it's all about defensive formations on Totally Playbook.
Here is your traditional 3-4 defense.
Get ready. Totally Patriots starts right now.
Totally Patriots. Totally Patriots.
Welcome to Totally Patriots, everybody. We're back in action in Foxborough, which means Jimmy G's QB1 at Gillette.
There you go. Now, I know that's a reason for you to celebrate and dance. Maybe we do throw a homecoming.
I mean, you know
that.
I'm in.
I've seen your Snapchat and Instagram party pictures.
I was just about to put you in a snap. Hey. Oh, how cute are you with the dog filter? Hey.
Why do I feel ridiculous? Just open him up.
Do it for the snap, Romeo. You know what they say. Do it for the snap.
There you go. Please don't send that out. All right. We'll let you get that out. In the meantime, let's get to know long snapper Joe Cardona in Audible.
I can't. Like, we're so cute. We're so cute with the dog filter.
Hi, I'm Joe Cardona. I'm from San Diego, California. I'm the long snapper, and my free time, I'm in the Navy. What inspired me to join the Navy was the examples of service I saw from the San Diego area. My dad served in the Navy, so it was kind of a natural transition for me. The Naval Academy was definitely everything I thought it could be and more. It's the culmination of the hardest 4 years of my life. I have two older siblings, an older sister and an older brother, and then a younger sister. My younger sister is actually a sophomore at the University of Arizona right now. Really proud of her. We're a tight-knit family. Whenever I'm back home in San Diego, I love hanging out with them.
Welcome to the Hall of Patriot Plays, presented to you by Raytheon. I am Miss Ashley Feldman, joined by a group of students from North Attleboro High. Guys, we got a special one. This dude is a multitasker, something serious. Give me a hand. Help me welcome Joe Cardona, the long snapper from the Patriots and the Naval Academy. Question? There we go.
What's your favorite kind of Gatorade?
My favorite kind of Gatorade, it's Cool Blue, but G2 version. I know there are flavors, but that's the only one I know because it's Cool Blue. Like,
are you counting your cals? Is that why you went with the G2?
Honestly, I'm not.
Okay.
It just tastes better.
It tastes better. Okay, next question.
From one long snapper to another. How many snaps do you take a practice?
From one long snapper to another, that's good. How do you like the position? Love it. Okay, good. Take probably, I'd say about 50 on any given day if you add them all up. Obviously, the practice reps are the big ones, but getting in a rhythm and practicing is always good for that fundamental skill.
How many snaps are you taking?
Probably like 30.
Oh man, you gotta bump that up.
20 more.
You gotta bump that up.
NFL style.
You say you're not worried about how many calories you intake. Would you like to try some salt and vinegar crickets?
I thought this was the dare portion. I didn't know we were there yet.
It's all around.
Yeah, let's do it. You gonna eat one with me?
Yeah, I'll eat one.
There we go. Well, why not? 5 second rule, right? Here you go. You can have the clean one. All right. Cheers.
When did you decide you wanted to become an NFL player?
I guess playing football at the highest level was always a dream of mine, but I think it was really coming on my senior year at the academy that I thought I'd really give it a shot, and it worked out.
Now you're doing it. Counting cows and playing in the NFL.
Exactly.
High ticket. All right, guys. Give Joe Cardona a big round of applause.
We're on a roll here on Totally Patriots. Still to come, get inside this defensive end's head as he shares his deepest thoughts on Tilted.
I mean, wouldn't nobody mess with me because I got a Tyrannosaurus as a whip, so.
And later in the show, something's a little fishy on Totally Challenge.
Can we get a close-up on that?
Is anyone brave enough to take a bite?
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam Investments, a proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare, count us in. And by Pepsi, official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
How do you get from Dolphins running back Arian Foster to Patriots defensive end Chris Long? Foster appeared on the TV show Grandfather, starring John Stamos, who is married to actress Rebecca Romijn. Romijn is currently married to actor Jerry O'Connell, who is in the movie Scream 2 with actress Courtney Cox. Cox was also in the film 3,000 Miles to Graceland with Howie Long, who is the father of Patriots defensive end Chris Long. And that's your 6 Degrees.
All right, guys, gotta start out this one by giving a little shout out to my mother. She was homecoming queen of Trinity High School back in the day. I had no choice but to follow suit. I was actually homecoming queen of my high school, Collingswood High. They hand us this big bouquet of flowers. We open it up and I saw that I was the winner and I was crying. I did the old wave. Felt so fantastical. But speaking of flowers, let's head over to Tilted and talk to Mr. Trey Flowers.
My favorite dinosaur has to be maybe a T-Rex. If I was back in those times, I think I would have that as a pet. I'd ride it to work. That'd be my means of transportation, no doubt. Yeah. I mean, wouldn't nobody mess with me because I got a Tyrannosaurus as a whip, so. I think in the South. If I was to make my house out of food, it would be some chicken wings. I had to have a lot of chicken wings, but if we can make it happen, it'll be chicken wings, no doubt. So, yeah, it's a pretty good house. Delicious. Biggest crush, it had to be Megan Good. Oh man, if Megan Good came to watch me play, I'd probably walk away with my defensive player of the game. You know, I might I might just make the Pro Bowl off that game. Like it'll probably be some crazy stats. So.
So Ashley put me in charge of decor and decorations for our little homecoming, our celebration here. Definitely a mistake on her part. Pretty much all I got is these three balloons so far. Anyway, something else people are also wrong about a lot. We're talking about velocity. Sometimes people are talking about speed. Well, they really mean velocity. If you're talking about velocity, you really mean speed. They're different. Let's get a little bit of clarification right now with some science and Professor Fritz and how'd they do that.
Professor Fritz.
Oh, hey. Welcome back to another episode of How'd They Do That. You know, last week we talked about speed, distance over time. This week, we're going to break down velocity. Now, velocity and speed are very similar, except for one major difference. Velocity is a vector quantity, which means that its value is directional. While speed tells you how fast you're going, velocity is determined by which direction you travel. A running back traveling 40 yards in 4 seconds north will have a speed of 10 yards per second and a velocity of 10 yards per second north. Average velocity is the change in displacement over the change in time. Here, try it for yourself. Stand up. Get off the couch. Good. Ready? Now, step forward, then step back. Step forward, then step back. If you're tired, lay off the cookies. I mean, it's a lot of movement. Because your start and end position are the same, your velocity is 0 yards per second forward, back. Now we'll look at it on the field. Julian Edelman runs a route 5 yards north, then cuts east 6 yards. Using geometry, we can determine that his displacement or the change in his position is 7.8 yards. If he does all of this in 2 seconds, his velocity is 3.9 yards per second northeast. Velocity is one of the most important measurements in physics, and we're going to use it throughout the season. But for now, remember, speed is how fast you get from point A to point B, and velocity is determined by which direction you're going and how far you've come from where you started. Hey, that's a lot like life. I'm Professor Fritz. See you next week on How They Do That.
We're still going strong on Totally Patriots. Coming up, they're the Three Musketeers of special teams. Watch as this long snapper imitates one of his teammates.
We'll give a good Steve Gostkowski impression.
Plus, the Dolphins are known for their tough front seven. Find out what exactly that means in Totally Playbook.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam Investments. You, your advisor, and Putnam, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Ace Ticket, the official fan travel partner of the Patriots. For information, call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. And by Pepsi, official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Me on the trail. Hiking's another great way to stay active. It's fun. You can grab your friends, go for a walk. You can grab your dog and take him on the trail. So let's go.
Well, the biggest challenge in my life right now, trying to get this room decorated, hang these balloons, and well, we got a ways to go. It's not going so well. It's time for Totally Challenge. Joe Cardona is in the Navy. He knows all about challenges. He already ate a cricket during Pat's chat. Can't even imagine what he's about to do right now. Can I get some help? Is Ashley here or something?
It's time now for Totally Challenge. Here's your host, Ashley.
Yeah, buddy, here we go. It's time for Totally Challenge. Quick recap on the rules. It's either a truth or a challenge for Joe. He can only pass one. Here we go. Good luck.
Truth or challenge?
Challenge.
Challenge. Do your best impression of a teammate.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Well, this is an easy choice for me. You know, my two good buddies on the team are Ryan and Steve. So we'll give a good Steve Gostkowski impression with a drop kick here. I'm going to 63. It's coming to you, right?
Oh.
Come on, man. I gave you a warning.
Truth or challenge?
We'll go challenge.
Your challenge is eat kippers.
I'm not sure what a kipper is.
What? It's a little fish.
Yeah, see, that is going to be...
That actually sounds your test.
That is going to be passed.
Ooh! So who wants to... We had
our buddy bring crickets.
Yeah?
So I think the ball's in your court now.
Yeah. I just want to see what a little kipper looks like.
Ew.
Oh, absolutely not.
Can we get a close-up on that?
That doesn't look like a little anything in there.
Oh, give it one.
Oh.
Just plug your nose, man. Yes. Oh, fish juice all over. There you go. Get a good bite there. There you go. Just get a good bite. Oh, don't spill too much of the juice. Okay, go for it. Swallow, you're good. Some water, man. You need it?
All right, guys, here we go. Last question.
Okay. Truth or challenge?
Truth.
All right. When was the last time someone caught you doing something embarrassing?
Embarrassing? That, I mean, that's a pretty much daily occurrence in my household. My girlfriend, she catches me all the time. I don't know. It's hard to think of the last time. Why don't we do the challenge? We got something exciting.
Okay.
Show us your best dance move.
My Ooh. Best dance move. These are necessary?
I don't know.
Shades are required.
Shades are required.
They are.
Big Napoleon Dynamite fan, so we can I can give you the intro to his little dance where he's here, 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 and he hits that one.
Oh, hey.
Wow, those are some really impressive dance moves there, Joe. Exactly. The key to learning something new, it's all about knowing the steps. Whether you are talking about dancing or football, you got to learn how to line up, set you straight up for success. Here comes Gerard Mayo talking about defensive formation in this week's Totally Playbook.
Hi, I'm Gerard Mayo. I'm back for another week to talk about some football terms. Now, this is my favorite portion on the defensive side of the ball. The basic formation you have in defense, especially at your age, is the 4-3 defense. Well, the first number stands for the amount of defensive linemen in the game. So if I say this is a 4-3 defense, there are 4 defensive linemen in the game. The second number stands for the amount of linebackers in the game. So if I say this is a 3-4 defense, I know there are 3 defensive linemen in the game and 4 linebackers. So here is your traditional 4-3 defense. You have 4 defensive linemen and 3 linebackers, your Sam, Mike, and Will. Here is your traditional 3-4 defense. You have 3 defensive linemen, 1 outside linebacker here, 1 outside linebacker here, and 2 inside linebackers. Your 3-4 defense.
Folks, players, song of the week.
My song for the week is OT Genesis, Push It. And I like listening to that song, you know, just driving to work, just getting my mind ready for what's about to come ahead.
Hi, I'm Jordan Richards, safety with the Pats, number 37. My first job was reffing youth basketball. I was in high school, so I did it 9th through 12th grades. And I started with the little guys that were like third graders and fourth graders, and eventually worked my way up to high school. And it was just a lot of fun. Got paid decently well, got $15 per game, and it was an hour. And so I might do 3 or 4 games in a day and walk away with $45-$60. It was a little different being a referee and having parents and coaches yell at me. I wasn't very fond of that, but it was fun just being out there on the court.
Cannot wait for the game tomorrow, Ashley. It's great to be back. It's been fun. What a party we've had. You know how we know it's a big party? We got 3 balloons.
Clearly, party decor is not your strong suit.
We're just getting started. We got time before tomorrow, all right? Give me time. We'll hang
all right,
some more.
All right.
In the meantime, it's time to celebrate with some of the students from North Quincy High. Show us your celly. Pretty good moves right there. I like that. All right, Ashley, last week you told us this is the week you're going to show us your celebration move.
Well, it looks like I'm lying twice in a row. But only because it's homecoming. And I got the feeling of being homecoming queen and the wave and everything. And I'm not sure what you were looking like in high school, but you were not homecoming king.
Not even close.
But I have a surprise for you. Since, you know, we played Arizona, I got a little cowboy hat for you. Western country, honey. No yeehaw. Nope. No.
Is this supposed to be my, like...
Oh, that's like your crown. That's what we have here.
I got it. That's real cute. Thanks a lot.
How sweet are you?
Not very. Unbelievable. No. let's at least look back at the game and some of the biggest plays from Arizona.
We'll see you next week. Hopefully not with that.
I kind of like it, actually.
Toss up.
Play fake by Jimmy. Throw down the middle. That ball's batted in the air. Caught by Garoppolo on the rebound. And he slides forward. Under pressure from Long, and the flag is thrown as the quarterback goes down. Chris Long with a sack from the blind side.
What a job. What a job by Chris Long again.
Stands with the gun. He takes the snap. He looks to the right with a pump. He pumps again. He shot slides to his left. He throws downfield. Amendola makes a leaping catch in midfield.
What an unreal play with pocket presence and poise on 30 forever.
Up the middle, and they plowed forward, driving the pile to the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots!
Attaboy, Josh McDaniels.
Lobs it down the left side. Hogan wide open, has it at the 10 in stride. Goodbye! Touchdown, Patriots!
Attaboy, Jimmy!